First play of the game from the scrimmage, first and 10 from their own 23, is a slant pass near side, broken up, incomplete. Good play by the coverage unit for the Warriors. Looked like Matt Agaman, the sophomore, was the man blocking that one away. They were looking for Hunter Merkley on the near sideline. Merkley, with 41 catches, most on the team, also leads the team in receiving yards at 589 for Lincoln. So it's second down and 10 from their own 23. Football's on the far side, right hash. Three wide receivers, seven near side, one to the far side. Out of the pistol. The handoff goes to Leo K up the middle and doesn't get much. Loses a yard, if not two, before a big pack of Washington Warriors sends him toppling. Tons of people involved in that play. Patrick Osborne, the linebacker at the head of the pack, the sophomore, who's the second leading tackler on this Washington Warrior group. Just underway, no score. First drive of this game, it'll be third down and a long 11 for the Patriots. Moving right to left in red, they're at their own 22 or maybe 21 and a half yard line. They're bunching up three wideouts to the short side of the field, the far side as we look at it here. Now Thompson signals for one of them to move. That's Merkley. He's going to line up to his left. Thompson takes the snap and drops back to throw, looking for Merkley over the middle, overthrows him incomplete, went through the hands of a deep back for Washington. Lying on the turf is Carson Strom, the strong safety, thinking of what could have been, but it is. No matter what, no matter how you slice it, an outstanding stand for the Washington Warriors defensive unit. A three and out for the Lincoln Patriots to begin this football game. And Tommy Thompson, who doubles as the punter for this team, will line back in punt formation here. 11-10 to go in quarter number one.
Freddie Frederick.
No score between the Patriots and the Warriors. Freddie Frederick is back deep to return for Washington. Dynamic returner. He calls for a fair catch at the 45. Instead, it takes a Patriot bounce to his left, rolls inside the 40, inside the 35, and it rolls all the way to the 30 and now the 29 before it's finally down by Leo Kay. And that will be where the Warriors begin things. So a great punt from Tommy Thompson to start off this game. They go three and out, but they're able to push the Warriors back, and Washington will take over. No score, 10:58 to go. First quarter of this 11 AAA state quarterfinal game from Howard Wood Field in Sioux Falls. It's a chilly night. Most of the fans that are here, aside from the raucous student sections, are bundled up. And Max Thompson, no key, two Thompsons working, as you could say, for these quarterbacks, will take the field for the Washington Warriors, the 6'2", 200-pound sophomore QB. Out of the shotgun, first down and 10, he's at his own 29, moving left to right. He takes the snap, fires a deep pass to the far sideline, and it's incomplete, in and out of the hands of what looked to be Josh Piper, his most dynamic receiver. Piper holds the single-season record this year for most catches in a Washington Warrior uniform all time. They wanted to go for him from the first play, and Thompson just overthrew him by a smidgen. So it'll be a second down and 10 from their own 29 here as we climb inside 11 minutes to go. This time it's two wideouts to each side, balls on the far side, left hash for Max Thompson. The quarterback taking the snap. Short drop back, fires one to the right side on a slant route, incomplete, off the hand of the intended target. He was looking for Tyus Hansen, his junior tight end, a big body Hansen, 6'4", 225, seven receiving touchdowns this year, tied with Piper for the most on the team, but a bit off to his right as we looked at it here, and with these cold conditions that windchill I mentioned, might be a little tough for these quarterbacks. They might need to quite literally warm up a bit as this game goes along. Third down and 10 from their own 29 for Washington. This time it's trips to the right near side. Hansen among them, lining up like a wide receiver. In fact, it's an empty backfield now, five wide receivers. Thompson drops back, avoids some pressure, rolls to his right, fires a bullet complete for a first down at the 39-yard line. He found Hansen that time, and it'll be a first down and 10 for the Warriors, the first time the chains have moved in this game. It's a 12-yard connection to Hansen. And it'll be first down and 10 for Washington from their own 41. No score, 10 and a half minutes to go, first quarter, between the Lincoln Patriots and the Washington Warriors. The Warriors, the underdogs in this game, the 7 seed to the 2 seeded Patriots. Four wideouts set, two to each side. First down and 10 from their own 41. Thompson takes the snap, quick screen pass to Piper on the near side. Piper crosses the 40 across the 45 before he's brought down right around the 45-yard line. Jack Hughes, the junior linebacker, brings him down for the Patriots. Sizable gain, they'll give him six on a pretty favorable spot, I would say so. It'll be a second down and roughly three, maybe a long three or a four. We'll say four officially, but right around there. Football is at their own 47. Thompson throws another screen pass to Piper at the 45, collects it at the 45, across the 50. He's hit hard as he goes down. Might have lost the football for a moment, but it appears that Luke Behrens fell on it for the Warriors. It looked like Josh Piper got it, lost it, and then Luke Behrens, his fellow wide receiver, came up with the football. Piper a bit slow to get up, down on one knee. And he'll get sent to from this Warriors coaching staff on the far sideline. Piper took a big hit just across midfield. The Lincoln defense, which is right up there with Roosevelt, is the best defensive unit in all of the state of South Dakota. We're trying to prevent him from getting across for that first down yardage. The spot looks like, well, it's going to be very close, but Piper being tended to at the moment, seated on the 47, now being helped up to his feet, gets some pats on his helmet, and will walk back to the field. In fact, starting to jog back to the sideline under his own power. That's good to see for the Warriors. Looked like he maybe, hopefully, just got the wind knocked out of him. He'll be able to get back into this game, but the sophomore having a historic season for the Washington Warriors, averaging over 100 all-purpose yards per game, has already set the single-season record for most catches in a season, and he only needs 96 yards to move into second all-time single season in receiving yards. So we'll keep an eye on that as this game progresses. For now, it's first down and 10 from the Lincoln Patriots 48-yard line. No score, 9.5 remaining first quarter. Moving left to right and wide. Trips to the right side for Thompson, who takes the shotgun snap, takes the handoff, flings one into the secondary, and it's incomplete. That one looked like it might have slipped out of his hand or a miscommunication. Maybe Carson Strom was supposed to go for the go route instead of the bench route that he ran. But it was a dangerous ball. Andrew Blazevich, the free safety, was in the area for Lincoln, but it was out of his reach. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 for the Patriots now. Football remains at, or for the Warriors now, with the football at the Patriots 48-yard line. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. And now Jacob Wolhoy, the tight end, is lining up as a sort of H-back to the right side of Thompson. Thompson takes the snap, two-step drop, unhinges a pass to the far sideline, incomplete. It was good coverage. I believe he was looking for Piper on that play, but Spencer Wassman, the cornerback, senior for Lincoln, had them all wrapped up. So incomplete, and that brings up another third down and long. We've already seen our fair share of those this evening. Third down and 10 from the Warrior 48-yard line. No score. 9:18 to go in the first quarter of this state quarterfinal game here on KWSM. We got a little round coverage of all the games going on tonight. Glad you're with us here on this Thursday, Halloween night. Third down and 10 for the 48s of Lincoln. Thompson with a four wideout set, two to each side. Takes a snap, play fake, drops back, facing some pressure. He's evading it, and now he's brought down for a sack and a loss of three. It was Joseph Mercuria, the junior defensive tackle, that breaks through for the sack. So it'll be a 4th and 13 coming up for the Warriors. They will line up in punt formation, and Luke Behrens, the kicker, punter, wide receiver, jack of all trades for this team, takes a low snap, runs to his right, punt is blocked by the Patriots. It goes toward midfield. Now a flag is in the air, perhaps for roughing the punter. Came in rather late. Sam Siegel, who doubles as the strong safety for the Lincoln Patriots, came in and blocks the punt. Luke Behrens, the punter, is slow to get up on the 35-yard line, and a relatively slow flag was thrown after the play had kind of stopped developing. And Jared Fredenberg in the Lincoln sideline asking for an explanation here, but Luke Behrens unquestionably appears to be shaken up, seated and now lying on his back toward the 35. So a couple of key Washington Warriors shaken up early in this game. Our officiating crew is discussing this play. And they are going to pick up the flag because, of course, the kick was blocked. So Jason Selchert, our referee tonight, clarifies that, and the Lincoln sideline is pleased. It did look like Sam Siegel got a paw on it. Luke Behrens is a pretty sound puncher. So, with that blocked punt, the Patriots will take over in Warrior territory. The ball's at the 49, first and 10, moving right to left in red uniforms. They're wearing the red and whites. Washington in there, all whites with orange numbers. Snap to Thompson out of his shotgun. Thompson rolling to his left, looking for options. Good coverage. Throws a deep ball in the near sideline. Man is open. Complete the 5. 3-2-1. Touchdown. Logan Needles for the Patriots. Lincoln strikes first. The junior wideout was in all kinds of space. Reeled it in at the 5 and walked into the end zone. 6-0 Patriots with 8:35 to go in quarter number 1. And Sam Siegel lining up the extra point try for Lincoln. Snap is high. Hold is all right. Siegel sends it off the left upright. No good. Hit that one so hard the upright is shaking, but Lincoln will still take the TD. A 49-yard connection to Logan Needles, his second touchdown of the year. 6-0 Patriots with 8:35 to go in quarter number one here at Howard Wood. This is high school football on 98.1 FM, AM 1230, and KWSN.com.